Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Episode 3 is upon us, guys.
Woo! Oh, we should say, Jamie, congratulations are in order, I believe.
Oh, yes, congratulations on your baby.
Thank you so much, yeah.
You've had a baby.
I have,
yeah. Godfather, not actual
well,
of my
he's
spawn.
Had a baby. I mean, it's kind of yours.
I'll be sealing it. I do love him already. He's very cool.
Godfather, isn't the whole thing like the child's supposed to follow your example?
Guidance.
Yeah, I'm a spiritual guide, so I think he'll be...
God help that child.
I was going to say, I don't think he'll get very far in life, but I'll just be good to be
already
around.
Already condemned the baby. I don't think he's going to get very far in life.
I feel like he's going to make him, like, do theatre and, like...
We're going to definitely have some kitchen discos. That'll be fun.
Kitchen discos?
Yeah, like, play some music and, like, dance around with him.
Do you say that in the, like, that, the Godfather vows?
Well, I'm not sure what the kind of process is, because this is actually my second godfathership.
Is it? Who else is?
I'm actually godfather to Dan Schreiber's little boy who
from
was
No
on,
Such Thing as a Fish?
Yeah, who did one of our footnotes back
what?
In the day.
How are you gathering so many god kids? Oh, wait a sec, you've got loads, haven't you?
Oh, I've got hundreds, yeah. People ask me. And I don't think I don't ever think I quite comprehend what you're signing up to. Because isn't the whole thing like, if the parents die, you have to take the child?
I think that's the traditional thing.
Am I under any legal obligation?
I mean, James, you don't even send them a birthday card. So I think it's fine. They're not going to leave them with you if anything bad happens.
James doesn't even know the names of his god kids.
I do.
Name them all now.
I'm trying to think how many I've actually got. I think it's like 4.
Oh my God, are you serious? I was so excited to be a godfather and he doesn't even care.
Hey, that is not... I love those goddamn godchildren. I love them all. And I do know all their names. Don't make him say it on the record. He knows their names.
Of course.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Jamie couldn't wait to be a godfather. Just another bit of power.
Are you not a godmother, Alice?
I've never been asked.
Says a lot about a person, I feel.
Literally not even an inkling, not even a feeling that I might be on the shortlist.
Well, you're not from a religious background, are you, originally?
No, a heathen, so maybe that's why. Yeah. But I do know religious people. So that's interesting. In fact, one of our best friends had a baby and she didn't mention it.
I think you'd make a good godparent.
Yeah, you love being rich. I mean, that's just one of the...
Oh, honestly, fabulous. Imagine inheriting all
honestly.
That.
Honestly. All that spare income just sloshing around.
Oh my God, I don't know what you're talking about. But let's just say, James can't remember how many godkids he's got. I can't remember how much money I've got. I can't keep track.
I'd just do it, be like, imagine the dinnerware they're going to inherit. Oh, lovely.
Sorry. I'll go along with the joke for so long. But I mean, the dinnerware is going, that's going straight to a museum.
But yes, we should get reading the book because things are happening.
So, oh, sorry, Jamie. Can I just shout out to my god kids? Hope they're all well.
Also, can I just do one?
Yeah.
Shout out to my bank manager. Hope you're well. Guys, I feel like people aren't actually going to know that I'm a man of the people.
It's just that you're the only one with an actual career. You're the one who's actually got... Oh God.
This is a quagmire of insecurity. Shall we move on?
We need to start reading the book. Let's all mock Rocky. Yeah, that'll unify us.
Oh, thank goodness.
What's the next chapter called then?
The next chapter is called... Hard as the Rocks.
Oh, Christ.
Hard as the Rocks.
Oh, the Rocks. Actually, guys, we've been to the Rocks together, if it's the Rocks that I'm thinking of.
What's the Rocks?
It's an area of Sydney, Australia.
The Rocks. What it's happens there?
Northern Beaches, is it the Rocks?
Is it?
No.
I think it's the opposite Rocks. The Opera House, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. It's round from where the ferries come in.
Yeah.
Round a bit. Yeah.
God, you two sound like residents. Jesus, calm down.
We always find a little local pool, don't we, when we're in Sydney?
Oh, we love a little dip.
A little swim.
Where were you?
I don't know. I didn't come with you on your little swimming trips.
Don't say it with a kind of disparaging little hand.
We froze in icebergs. Thank you very much. Is it icebergs?
I love that pool.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, that's one of my favourite pools in the world.
Get on with the book.
We don't...
Save this for your swimming podcast.
Actually, Jamie, note to self. Acast, email us.
Okay, chapter 3.
Do you know what James should do? A podcast on godparenting. His parenting podcasts do very well. Your hints and tips, that'd be great. How do you keep them on the straight and narrow? What have you taught them?
How many have you got? All the tips.
Watch it, Alice. I've got God on my side.
Oh, good. You're very right. I do beg your pardon. And him upstairs.
Okay. Belinda Blinked 6, chapter 3. Hard as the Rocks. Belinda is loving the sexy Sydney life.
I love the way he switches between past and present tense.
Belinda is loving the sexy Sydney life when a man in a hat asks for directions.
Already weird vibes. Just because of that tense change, it feels uneasy.
Yeah, I'm already unsettled.
Also, Man in the Hat has a capital M and capital H.
Also, this is a character.
Man
this
in
is
the
his
hat.
Name.
Man in the hat. Disculpe, señorita. He spoke.
Disculpe. That's Spanish, isn't it?
What does that mean?
Well, so señorita. That's probably the word. Decipher.
Disculpe, señorita. It's excuse me, miss.
Thank you. Yeah, got that bit.
Disculpe, señorita. He spoke. Sí, claro. Belinda replied with a smug lick. ¿Dónde están las rocas?
You're going to have to translate for us.
Where's the rocks?
He said, relieved at this meeting of minds.
Yeah, quite. It's really electric.
Did we ever know Belinda spoke Spanish?
I mean, she barely speaks English.
She barely speaks.
Yeah.
Maybe she is Spanish. We were very, very
heard
her speak.
Maybe she is.
So, disculpe, señorita. Sí, claro. ¿Dónde están las rocas? Well, Belinda was stumped. Crestfallen.
Does she only know Si Claro? Si Claro. Oh, no, sorry, that's all I know.
Crestfallen, the man in the hat asked, is you help rock?
Oh, dear.
Is you what?
Is you help rock?
Help rock?
I think he's just trying to be kind and ask in English.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Belinda screwed up her face to as central a position on her skull as possible and hummed.
Oh, God, what clicked in you?
My neck just clicked.
Bloody hell.
That was my face contracting. I scrunched it so much that bones
the
broke.
The skull really, really crisp.
Belinda screwed up her face to as central a position on her skull as possible and hummed. After a couple of minutes...
What is this interaction?
After a couple of minutes, she kindly prized the A to Z map from his white knuckles.
A couple of minutes?
Of this?
Do that noise for 10 seconds. That was 10. She did that 12 times over.
Wonderful breath control.
Really not. Did you hear? 3 seconds no, in.
On Belinda, not on you, Madonna. You're deflating. So she kindly prized the A to Z map from his white knuckles. I'm not mugging you, senor. I'm helping you. Reading, she laughed. Oh, you want to go to the rocks? Why didn't you say so?
He did.
They're just along the harbour as you... There you go, Alice. They are just along the harbour as if you were going to the Shangri-La Hotel. That's where I'm staying, actually. They have a lovely bar that sees the Opera House and bridge and everything nice from postcards.
All the big hitters.
Some lovely hotels around the harbour in Sydney. Remember when we went?
Yeah.
Do you know who I saw in the lobby?
No.
Lizzo.
Did you?
Yeah. I saw Lizzo. She played Sydney Opera House the night before we did. How cool's that?
I've completely forgotten that.
Did she do two nights too? Or...
What a hag.
Crossed paths, he was about to say.
It was not long after Juice had first come out, so I was like obsessed, and we stared at each other, and she was wearing an amazing outfit, as you'd expect.
You stared at each other?
We stared at each other. We locked eyes.
Who looked away first?
She did.
How long was the lock?
Oh, seconds, but it was enough. I mean, it stayed with me a lifetime.
I'm sure she's the same. She's at home telling a very similar story.
I love her.
The man in the hat blinked at her many, many times. "Hey, I like your style," Belinda said. "Let me escort you there." When the conversation had dried up, the pair passed the long walk in song.
Conversation probably dried up immediately.
Can you imagine what the song's going to be? What duet? What darling duet could this possibly be?
Aguas de Marzo by Ellis and Tom, to be exact.
Aguas de Marzo by Ellis and Tom. Never heard of it. Maybe is it a Spanish?
Let me play it to you guys. I obviously can't play the music for rights reasons. And maybe you guys can sort of approximate the vibe.
Okay, we can give a feel. Let's have a listen then.
I wish you could hear that song. I wish you could hear that song, listeners.
I recognise that song. My dad plays that song.
What is it?
I didn't know what it was called.
It's lovely.
It's
really
very
like
jazzy,
it.
Isn't it? It's like a bossa nova.
A man and a woman always in conversation, but in a kind of jovial way. La da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da.
Oh my God. Imagine them singing that, walking down the fucking promenade. What was it called so people can like look it up?
I think it's Brazilian as well. So it's Portuguese, not Spanish, but who cares? It's called Aguas de Marzo.
James, can you link to it, please? On all
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. I'll post it on the socials.
It's very, you're right, it's very conversational.
It's lovely.
Song.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a sort of like back and forth. Yeah. They're like, zabadidada. I said a bada bada. Oh, what do you want, mana?
It's quite complicated to sing just kind of with a stranger you've just met.
How do they know it?
I don't know. Their timing was worth a nightclub act, Belinda penciled on her brain.
Honestly, I'm going to go away and listen to that. I don't know what Belinda's singing voice is like. Do we know from previous experience?
You two have sung a lot. I don't know about Belinda.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if she's actually really good at singing.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've just got this. She's got to be good at something.
Yeah, true.
She's good at shagging James. When they reached the rocks, the man in the hat pointed at the wall of stones. Suddenly, a big boulder rock rolled to one side, and the man in the hat tells her, "You have a very important meeting with a very important person within."
Of course Rocky thinks the rocks is like Thunderbirds. Yeah. Of course he thinks this is all like secret lair.
So a big boulder has been rolled to one side. "You have a very important meeting with a very important person inside." Could it be Jesus? Belinda wondered.
Good guess, because the rolling back of the rock.
Yeah. Mm. Probably Jesus, yeah.
Probably Jesus. And I think case closed.
Could it be Jesus, she wondered. But Easter Sunday was weeks away.
Because then it would just be... You wouldn't even blink, would you?
Is that when he moved the rock?
What? Is it Easter Sunday? Well, as Godfathers, I'll defer to you.
On the third day, he rose again.
He rose again, and the tomb was open, and there was just a white cloth inside. Everyone was like, oh, bloody hell, he's risen.
What was the cloth that was left behind?
Just like a white cloth. I think what he was wrapped in. But then he came back in a really fabulous gown.
No, that's Joseph.
What?
Are you both saying anything sacrilegious that I need to cover off with a disclaimer?
Probably
here?
A lot, yeah.
Please do not get your religious education or sexual education from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
You don't think Belinda Blinked is like...
An allegory?
No, but like...
Not at all.
A continuation of the Bible.
A sequel to the Bible?
Yeah, like... There's 2,000 years in between.
What, that Belinda is the Messiah?
She lives in Bible world, which I guess people would argue is our world. But, like, she lives in the kind
Sorry,
of...
what are you saying?
It's the Bible storyline.
James, lie down. Are you okay?
What, so you're saying that, like, all the characters are basically biblical figures?
Yes, exactly. And Belinda Blinked is a holy tome.
So, like, Giselle is like Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed her.
Yes!
And who could be Herod... Sir James Godwin, or... Oh, no, Bish should be Herod, because he was evil, wasn't he?
And the Last Supper was when they had dinner at the Duchess's house.
Right, so Tara Gold is what? Matthew? James?
What did he do?
Guys, you know a lot about this stuff.
We're both Catholics.
Oh, sure.
I mean, lapsed Catholics.
Yeah, raised, but...
Yeah.
So does this make Rocky a saint or a prophet or something?
What is going on here? I don't know. I don't know when we took this path. I don't know if I put my name to any of this. This is like, this is all a bit 5G conspiracy theory, James. What's going on? I think people would feel pretty betrayed if this turned out to be some kind of strange, as James says, new edition of the Bible. I mean,
he's basically saying it's like Narnia. You know, because like that's all about Jesus, isn't
True.
It? So is that what you mean?
Is that Sure. what you mean?
Yeah.
So, waving good day to the man in the hat, Belinda crawled through the cave, admiring the moist stalactites and stalagmites.
Did she wave hello to the man in the hat?
Is good day hello? Yeah. Is it like aloha? Like you can use it for both.
Is it like what, sorry?
Yeah, or ciao. In Hawaii, they say aloha for hello and goodbye.
He's putting aloha.
Aloha.
What do I...
It's aloha.
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 Why are you doing it as Petra?
I don't think they say good day as goodbye.
Okay.
If that's your question. But I honestly don't know what your question is.
So, yeah, so she's crawling through the cave, admiring the moist stalactites and stalagmites. They were giddyingly phallic in appearance and even dripped what looked like willy lotion or long-lost lube.
Willy lotion. Long-lost lube.
That's an ITV show waiting to happen, isn't it?
Willy lotion.
Long-lost lube. So that's jizz.
No, lube.
Well, willy lotion, I would imagine, is jizz.
Is jizz.
Long-lost
lube. Long-lost lube is lube that was lost long ago.
Time ago.
But where have you lost it?
In the cave.
Like, why have you lost it?
I do not know.
So they were giddyingly phallic in appearance and even dripped what looked like willy lotion or long lost lube. Would a quick jiggle up and down a might break Sydney's public decency laws?
Yes.
She asked the echo.
Painful, surely. Very jaggedy, very knobbly.
Fuck a stalagmite. What was this? Oh.
If she hadn't been in such a mysterious hurry, she would have tasted the local delicacies, but alas.
And by tasted, she means fucked.
On she plodded before coming to a large pool.
Oh, wow.
Wow, an indoor cave pool.
No doubt a sandstone and granite base with inflections of quartz, she mused.
You know Rocky's a geologist?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is where it's all coming into play.
Oh, there we go, finally a cave.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Why has he never done a cave before? He actually knows about this shit, unlike the rest of the bilgy, right?
No doubt a sandstone and granite base with inflections of quartz, she mused, tapping away at various protruding slabs of stone. Quartz?
Oh, like sometimes sandstone. Like dads or builders do. You know, when you go to check out a flat, if you should rent it, like, yeah, solid that.
That's a wall. Confirmed.
And also sometimes mums.
Absolutely. She was hot in the Sydney sun, so she stripped to her sightseeing bra and revealing thong.
She's not in the Sydney sun, though, is she? She's in a cave.
I'd love to know what a sightseeing bra is.
It's like a sports bra, like, keeps everything in place if you're having a long day.
I picture it as sort of, you know the way cargo pants have got lots of pockets? Okay, I imagine a sightseeing bra as having lots of compartments.
Like a bum bag, but a bra.
Precisely, like somewhere
for all the fridge magnets you're going to buy.
Your fridge magnets, your camera, your tissues, your sunscreen.
You change.
And your many, many currencies.
Jumping in, she pranced and splashed to her heart's content. Her butterfly laps took her along the pretty waterway.
Take your time, Belinda.
How big is it?
Can you do butterfly?
Not very well.
When we go swimming, no.
Save it for the other podcast, thank you. Not interested.
Her butterfly laps took her along the pretty waterway, and suddenly the rock walls became glass.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The water ran out, and she climbed onto the carpeted office suite.
What? The water ran out of the pool?
Well, I guess she's been swimming along it. And you know when beach and you get to the shallows and you're just kind of in loads of shingle?
You're beached.
Yeah.
So she's now in a carpeted glass
office suite.
Okay.
Who are we to argue? He is a geologist. He has seen these things.
Isn't glass made of like sand? Maybe it's just like the evolution of the medium.
I don't think it naturally forms itself into double glazing, but maybe.
She slumped into a big leather armchair. Slipping down it like a freshly caught sockeye salmon, Belinda took in her new location.
What's a sockeye salmon?
Where is this place? I want to go so bad.
It sounds quite fun. Do you remember when you were kids, you used to go to those like all adventure play kind of pens? You know, like...
Yeah, like soft play.
Jungle Bungle we had.
Jungle Bungle.
Yeah, Charlie Chalks.
Charlie Chalks, yes.
We had Hood's Hideout, didn't we? Did you ever go there?
Yeah, in town. Yeah.
In town.
In the big city.
I mean, filthy. Absolutely riddled.
Do you think? Well, I suppose kids are filthy, aren't they?
Yeah.
And ball pools must be.
Oh my God, don't. I dread to think there's probably other children. I mean...
So some kids are now 12. They're about 8 when they got in.
And Jungle Bungle wasn't fit for purpose.
They're all death traps.
They are.
No, they are death traps.
No, but they are.
I'm surprised we came out alive. There were some with, like, I remember one had, like, a sheer, it was, like, painted like a waterfall. It was a sheer slide, like, straight down. And you'd burn your arm. You get, like, massive, like, friction burns on your arms.
Oh, the 90s.
Awful.
A nice day out for the God Kids, though.
Oh, absolutely. Fabulous. Lovely, lovely.
The boys will love it.
And your boys and or girls will love it too, James.
So she slipped down the leather armchair like a freshly caught sockeye salmon. And Belinda took in her new location. As was becoming a regular thing, the Duchess looked down at her from the gallery.
Okay.
As Belinda gasped for air and understanding, the Duchess slowly descended.
What, just floated down?
So you helped Senor Zip find the rocks then, the Duchess projected.
Mr. Zip?
The man in the hat, gawped Belinda. By Thor, you know everyone! Belinda blasphemed, impressed.
So wait, she just thought he'd shown her there?
Yes.
By mistake?
Although he did say, you've got a very important meeting with her, so she must have known.
When's her brain going to catch up?
Senor Zips, our gadget geek. I knew that if you were generous enough to help a lost tourist, the PM could trust you.
That's the test. If you'll show a lost tourist the way...
You're a trustworthy person.
Trustworthy enough to defend the PM.
I'm proud of you, Belinda. You have come so far. I know, Belinda said. Australia's as far as you can get from London, UK.
Good one, Rocky.
The Duchess smiled through that stupidity.
She's a woman of great patience.
Moving on.
Senor Zip has left a hamper of gifts for you in your quarters.
So Zip is what in Bond character terms?
I'd say he's like Q.
Q, that's it.
Gadget
Q.
guy.
Yeah, Desmond Llewellyn, legend. Senor Zip has left a hamper of gifts for you in your quarters. Quarters? Belinda asked subtly. Ooh, ha ha. The Duchess twigged.
Ooh, ha ha.
Ooh, ha ha. I've got a gorilla in here.
Ooh, ha ha. Ooh, ha ha. The Duchess swings.
Give him a banana.
Let's get you out of those wet things, shall we, servant? Oh, yes, my lady. Belinda dribbled, intoxicated by nostalgia.
Yes, because it's been a while.
Mmm.
The Duchess led her charge to a tiled bunker with...
Thought it would be more of a plush bedroom, not a tiled bunker.
With Moroccan influences and tented ceiling. Cushions and rugs had been thrown from previous passions, and as the Duchess began to collect them with tuts and huffs...
Tidying up.
Belinda threw her down.
On tiles? That's going to hurt.
But the Duchess missed the beanbag and bruised her hip quite badly.
Oh, see? Ooh. Ow.
But who cared? It probably only had a decade's use left anyway, and it was a small price to pay for an evening in Belinda.
In Belinda?
A fundamental misunderstanding of how a hip works, I think. Like, only 10 years left in it, might as well break it.
The two ladies stripped to how nature had left them and reclined like models waiting to be painted by Botticelli.
So they're both waiting.
Just like looking at each other, lying down.
Who's going to make the first move?
Are we alone? Belinda mouthed, full of sex.
Ugh.
No, no, there are cameras everywhere, Belinda. Honestly, sometimes, what are you like? I'm sorry, my lady. Punish me. Or at least my ass cheeks. The overall head of British intelligence surveyed her assets.
Oh, very good. She's going to play it like bongo drums. She's just going to, like, pat it.
Oh, I hope so.
Why?
I don't know. That's weird. Why did I say that? I don't hope that at all. In fact, I never hope that anything less.
Oh, we found Jamie's kink.
It would be fitting with that music we heard earlier, actually.
Yeah. The left was perky, the right peachy. She bit into each one like
what?
The forbidden apples from Eden and Snow White.
Oh, my God. Obsessed with the Bible. Obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah. That's a Bible reference.
Very biblical.
Flipping her lady onto her head, Belinda cooed. Belinda licked and slurped and spat and gorged as deep as her tongue could stretch.
Oh, my God.
Once she got restless, Belinda allowed the Duchess's blood levels to regulate.
Oh, because she's been upside down this whole time.
With a broken hip. Right.
That's not healthy.
With a broken hip.
Broken hip.
To do so, she turned her upright.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Em's clit was now protruding and pulsating from her lady layers, and it would be darn right rude not to fillet it right back, and Belinda was anything but rude. From the first day their pussies met, they knew they had a bond. 2 hours later, the Duchess was weeping sweat from all key areas.
2 hours? They've been at it for 2 hours.
But she managed to stay professional. Before you leave me as a throbbing husk once more.
Husk isn't nice, is it? That's dry.
Before you leave me as a throbbing husk once more, you must know the facts, Belinda.
Oh.
Belinda removed her pinky from the Duchess's hole out of respect.
Are you joking?
Which
just
hole?
A pinky. Like, imagine a pinky for like a posh person drinking a cup of tea in a film. And nothing else is going on. That's
nothing.
Just in there.
So she's just sweating and like, oh, I'm a husk. I'm a throbbing husk. And Belinda's got a little pinky in there.
It, where? Which hole?
I think she says.
Removed her pinky out of the Duchess's hole.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know.
Is it an ear-piercing hole? Is it? What is it?
I cannot hear the plan with a pinky in the Duchess's
no,
ass.
No, well, quite.
So Belinda removed her pinky from the Duchess's hole out of respect. Thank you. The trioxy...
He doesn't say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The trioxybutyl blueprints were stolen from the clink by a background goon.
No, they weren't. They were never there. Oh, here we go.
Oh, sorry, James.
He's just like...
Have you got the stamina for this?
Well, I'm just like, attention to detail, Rocky. I don't think they were in this.
But
in
we don't know that they weren't.
Well, we do.
Do we?
Yes.
Why?
A, they were never mentioned, and B, I'm sure they're in a safe in Scotland.
James, they're being mentioned now.
Yeah, what more do you want, James? Maybe you should have asked some questions at the time, and then this wouldn't be such a shock to you.
I figured that if things aren't mentioned, you can plausibly say that they... Don't look at me like that.
No, I can't defend you if you're going to be silly.
But if Dad definitively says they aren't somewhere, then we know they aren't. But if he just doesn't mention that they are or not, they could have been there.
So is that now a rule for everything? Mickey Mouse is there. We've never mentioned him, but he's been following Belinda this whole time. What are you on about? Bella's covered in shit. We've never mentioned it, but it's there.
I haven't said she isn't.
I didn't say Belinda wasn't a dolphin.
The Duchess has 27 lip piercings.
Okay, point taken, fine.
Steals pots and pans is on the moon. You should have asked.
What did I never say? Oh god, it just slipped my mind while it was there all along.
Okay, fine. Point taken.
That is not a rule of anything.
It's an extremely convenient rule to get him out of trouble at a moment's notice. Mickey Mouse.
So,
why was that the first thing I thought of? I've clearly got Mickey Mouse on the brain.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the trioxybutyl blueprints were stolen from the clink by a background goon.
I thought all the goons were dead. Didn't we do like a whole service for the goons?
But James, he never said they were dead.
So the blueprints were stolen by a background goon. Oh no! So Bishop's yet to get his paws in them, thank all above us. Oh good, Belinda backtracked. Now.
Wait till you got the whole story before you react, maybe.
Now this particular goon has always been on the quiet side of life.
Well, he's a background goon. You're in the background.
Supporting Goon, please.
What do you guys always call the chorus or the... What do you always call
swing.
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 He screams swing. Now, this particular goon has always been on the quiet side of life, Belinda. He's called Mr. Hushman.
Oh, for God's sake. Mr. Hushman, the background goon.
Hushman, the background goon.
He'd be great at a kid's, you know, show and tell day. Hello, I'm Mr. Hushman, I'm a background goon. Any questions you've got, kids?
He sounds like a kid's song. Mr. Hushman, the background goon. You know.
He's got the prints which are blue.
He's got the prints which are blue. He's called Mr. Hushman, and he is selling the blueprints on the black market.
Bum, bum, bum.
Mr. Hushman!
Yes, this is truly a colourful mess, Belinda. Blueprints, black markets, and your red-hot ass.
Very good.
The Duchess started shaking Belinda from her shoulders down to her toes. If Bish gets the blueprints, then Steele's hot demand is finished!
That was a ramp-up.
It really was!
Hang on, so she's like, if Bish gets the blueprints, then Steele's possum pants is finished.
We know that's been the thing the whole time.
Zap, dead, and with it your job, status, and bonus.
Hate to break it to you, baby. The job's already gone, honey.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Your career will have had its chips, Belinda. Belinda, do you get it? Please tell me you get it, Belinda. Belinda.
Give me a second.
The stakes cannot be higher, can they?
Oh, Mr. Hushman.
No bonus.
No bonus. No job. Sorry. I know we've talked about this before, but I don't think we have for a while. How long has all this been going on?
That's a can of worms we don't want to open.
It's like a matter of weeks. It's still, I think it's still like 6 or 7 weeks.
Since she took the job?
Oh my God. I think it is.
When
I mean,
you
it could
think
be wrong.
About it like that, she could still be in the probation period.
Yes.
Well, she ain't passing that, and she is.
I think we're about coming up for 2 months.
Yeah, I would say a couple of months, yeah.
Since she got the job.
Yeah. Do you remember that job interview?
I was a much younger woman.
Belinda was the same age.
There hasn't been a birthday, has there?
Not until we go on tour.
There will be.
Tickets. Over now.
2022.
So, your career will have had its chips, Belinda. Belinda, do you get it? Please tell me you get it, Belinda. Belinda! Oh, Belinda got it.
Who's going to get it? Belinda's going to get it.
Her mission was to get the blueprints back at whatever cost. Her bonus depended on it. The next morning, Bella Ridley landed in Sydney to pick up Belinda.
Oh, so they do know she's alive.
Not sure she needed to come all the way to... Like, Belinda's a big girl. She
can
get herself
on a plane.
Pick
someone up, do you?
Like, only if you're like 12 somewhere. And you have to fly on your own, they give you one of those chaperones, don't they?
Yeah, but she's like 29. So Bella's picked up Belinda.
I'm here to pick you up,
she said as she finished paying her duty-free bill.
Yeah, real reason she's there.
Yeah.
Stock up on gin.
But because we thought you were dead, I'm now your boss.
Belinda.
Deliver it a bit more gently, Bella. Jesus.
Belinda was reeling from the arrival snogs to the cab ride to the hotel to check-in.
What?
Sorry. Big circle. To the airport. After the airport. Back to the airport.
On the bag carousel. And to check-in. It was not nothing to say that Belinda Blumenthal valued her position in life and work a bit overhealthily, and she demolished the minibar, coming to terms with her demotion.
Her job is her life.
Yeah, that would be devastating.
And also, Bella's your boss. Oh. I would have to resign on the spot.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if I was off sick for a few days and I came back and James had been made the head presenter on this?
Head presenter?
Imagine.
Do you think that's what your job title is? Head presenter.
Well, then you're like sidekick and then Jamie's a narrator. I would be so livid. I'd be like, I've earned my place, is that? And then what, you're going to promote James? He's basically a tea boy. I was like, can you imagine though?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Sipsy.
But can you imagine?
If I was head presenter?
If you were promoted while I was off sick?
I'd love it.
Okay, so now
I would lord it over you like there's no tomorrow.
Why is he not even...
When did we give each other job titles?
I don't recall we did.
Am I background goon?
You're background goon one.
Oh, God. I worry about Bella's speedy ascent. I worry she's going to end up like the Prime Minister.
Oh, you think it's going to continue? I think it might be too much too soon. Like,
oh, it's definitely too much too soon.
So she might crash and burn.
Her having a job is too much too soon. I wouldn't be surprised if things just keep...
Right.
President of the United States, President Bella.
Doesn't say she isn't. So
it's so silly.
So she was demolishing the minibar, coming to terms with this. I mean, it's taking its toll.
Yeah.
Wait a sec, who's flying the plane?
Oh my God, Hazel. Hazel flies every fucking plane.
I think they're actually in a hotel. So Bella's...
They went to check-in, though. They went back to check-in.
Hotel check-in.
Oh,
hotel
check-in. For God's sake.
Oh, Christ.
So wait, she's gone to pick her up and it's taken longer with her being there than it would have anyway.
So how many planes have you been on with a minibar?
Oh, God, yeah. But the underground cave with a fucking leather sofa in it is...
You're right.
I just presumed...
Just use Rocky's real name.
Has that never happened before?
I'm so sorry. That
Alice,
slipped
you
out.
Are no longer head presenter of the
I was going to say, things have really changed.
I don't know how that popped out. What I meant...
The police are
here! Oh my God!
You're going to jail! You're going to the clink!
I didn't think it'd be that quick.
Now he's on it.
Oh my God. Wow. He really does have contacts everywhere.
In 6 years, I don't think you've ever said Rocky's real name by accident.
That's unbelievable that none of us have.
Yeah. Particularly on stage when we're very, very drunk.
Okay. My point was...
My heart's racing.
So boring. It really doesn't matter after all that. My point was going to be that Rocky...
Yes.
Rocky probably calls a minibar that on a plane. That was all.
Worth it. 6 years down the drain for that shit joke.
It probably calls the trolley a minibar. That's all I was gonna say.
Oh, God. Can we get a new Alice?
Do you know what? I really did think I'd get replaced before 6 years, so this has been a good innings.
But she was a social animal at heart. This is Belinda. So became the bigger person when she suggested to boss Bella that they get drunk on the harbour that morning. Bella was thrilled.
Sorry, can you read that again? I just totally zoned out. I was so bored and so shocked by what just happened. But she
was a social animal at heart.
Who?
Belinda. So became the bigger person when she suggested to boss Bella that they get drunk on the harbour that morning.
The morning?
Hmm.
Okay.
Bella was thrilled as she'd stayed up all flight scared of the wrath of Belinda.
Well, you would be, because it's a real betrayal.
The two girls plonked themselves exhaustedly down on the very high bar stools beside the bar and surveyed the scene for Totty. It was non-existent.
Non-existent? I'd say there's a lot of Totty in Australia.
Mm, very attractive people.
Very attractive people, because they're such beach people. And so you always have to look beach ready.
They're built for the outdoors.
They're an outdoorsy people.
They're solar powered people. They look great in the sun.
It's why I don't do ever so well there.
I'm a shade based person,
yeah. As are you, Jimmy.
An attractive barmaid came up to them and asked if they would like anything. Would you like anything?
Yep, got
she
that.
Asked. Why, shards, of course, Belinda beamed.
Bottle each. And a straw. Bottle H,
Bella added. Oh, okay, stuttered the barmaid before leaving to obey Bella's command.
Oh, well done. That was a mouthful.
Belinda twisted her hair nervously. Sorry to bring this up again, if you're me, Des is Tony and Tony is Sir James, who am I?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No one knows, Belinda, because you are missing and presumed dead, remember? You don't exist on the employee database. But technically, you're on temporary staff. Salary of 10,000 per annum. Bus fare not included.
So she doesn't get the no more travel perks?
No.
So 80 grand down to 10 grand.
And no travel perk.
Well, that's the big bit.
Not even the bus fare.
Through gritted teeth, Belinda indulged in 19 crimes.
The wine.
Yes, I don't think she was like bottling people. And
yes.
Yeah. But lovely wine. Tried it?
I've never had that.
Dad's favourite. I'm sure
Dad's
he mentioned it in a Q&A once.
Did he?
Yeah. He loves a bit of 19 Crimes. Well, he likes anything wet that's alcohol, doesn't he?
Much like his writing, 19 Crimes. But suddenly, she thought she saw something odd across the bar. But could it possibly be? Could the girl that put the G in Glee Team escaped the monstrous goons? Belinda.
Blinked.
Yeah, she blinked. She bloody blinked.
And that's the end of the chapter.
What are the bloody chances? In the morning in a bar in Sydney, they spotted Giselle. Well, I assume it's Giselle. It can only be Giselle.
What are the chances, James? Almost one in a bajillion. Well, we joked at the end there, but that would be crushing. Belinda's whole identity is wrapped up in her job. The idea that she's lost the title, lost the money, lost the lifestyle, guys.
This is becoming a psychological thriller. I mean, how is she going to cope with this?
Have you seen any psychological thrillers, read any psychological thrillers now? Your support for Bella, you two, that's gone out the window, hasn't it?
No, I like her as a fun time girl. I don't like her as the boss of a Fortune 500 company.
No, I like her as a friend, but I couldn't possibly work with her.
I mean, he packed it into that chapter, didn't he?
A lot happened. Yeah, so Belinda now has to find Mr. Hushman, the background goon, because he's selling the blueprints on the black market. But she's lost her job, so how's she going to find him?
And what about Senor Zip? I feel like he might make a reappearance.
I hope so.
I'd like to know what's in the basket of...
Let him go. I don't think he's coming back.
You're absolutely right.
He's got Betty Wilkes written all over him. He is not coming back. We will never see him again. You're right.
Why do I never prepare myself?
Oh, Senor Zip. So yeah, that's chapter three.
Dare I ask for the next chapter title?
Oh, you can, James. Yeah, of course.
Little teaser. Little soupçon for next week.
Chapter four is called Saucy Pans and Cheeky Woks.
Saucy Pans and Cheeky Woks.
Return of the Wok.
Oh, yeah.
Not heard about
Here
the Wok.
Here it is,
in a while.
Return of the Wok.
So come back next week for some Saucy Pans and Cheeky Woks. In the meantime, don't forget that we are going on tour in 2022. Tickets available now.
Yeah, we're
going
to be celebrating Belinda's 30th birthday. COVID to me.
Yes, still some tickets available on mydadwroteaporno.com. Also on there, I'll have a peruse. I mean, James spent so long on that website. Yeah. Have a lovely look on their merch.
Merchandise, got some lovely bags, got lots of t-shirts, aprons. I think we've got Steel's Pots and Pans aprons.
What else is on the website, James?
Oh, that's a great question, Alison. A contact page.
If you ever great. Want to if you've not seen that before, for God's sake, go look at it. But yeah, for the blinker in your life, or for yourself, self-care, self-love.
Treat yourself.
And while we're here, you know, singing for our supper and begging for it, why don't you just give us a 5-star review on iTunes? I mean, you do it for all your other podcasts that you love.
That's true.
All your other favourites get them, don't they?
Yeah.
And you can follow and subscribe to us on your podcast platform to make sure you never miss a bloody episode.
Follow and subscribe, or follow unsubscribe. Is that all of the telling off and admin that we
used to
do?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do we sound needy enough? Cool. Well, then I guess all that's left to say is good day, everybody.
Good day.
Aloha.
It's not aloha.
Aloha.
No, oh, for yes.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.